Don, what's all this Save the Arctic merchandise? Save the polar bear's keychain. Save the polar ice cap's plastic water bottle. A plastic shrink-wrapped t-shirt with a reindeer on it.
Well, you know, Yael, the Arctic's been kind of struggling these days.
Sure, but I have a feeling this plastic merchandise is doing more harm than good. A recent study found that hundreds of tons of plastic trash are now floating in the Arctic Ocean.
I thought plastic collected around tropical and temperate latitudes. Now it's ending up at the poles, too?
Unfortunately. The research team found that the water around the Arctic was full of bits of plastic, such as fishing line and microbeads. Most of the plastic they found was microplastics, tiny bits of plastic that have been degraded by the sun, which meant the plastic had spent a long time floating on the surface of the ocean. That finding, along with the fact that very few people live in the Arctic, made the researchers suspect that the plastic was floating in from far away. To test that idea, they collected data from satellite buoys situated in all of the world's oceans to retrace its path. They found that plastic from the east coast of the United States, the UK, and Europe gets caught in a current that acts as a kind of conveyor belt, carrying the plastic debris all the way to the Arctic. It's a big problem for marine life and seabirds, which often eat plastic by mistake.
Maybe I should get a Save the Seabirds water bottle.
As long as it isn't made of plastic.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.